thank you for being a Bump in the Road subscriber. In this exclusive member-only segment, Barbara Harris Whitfield and I explore right brain intuition and the power of your heart. Barbara also offers some guidance for those on their own spiritual quest. Now, the synchronicity of some of the things that occur are interesting. I was once pushed off the road and my car spun across three lanes of rush hour traffic and ended up facing into the oncoming traffic. And everything stopped and there was an ambulance right there. I was fine. But I've never forgotten that. It's as if they were just ready. They were just ready and there when perhaps it would be needed.
Mm-hmm. Right. See, God's always talking to us, but are we listening? You realized right away that that was going on, that you were protected. How many people realize that?
I've had some interesting experiences over the years that have, no NDEs, but they've really opened up my perception about the world incredibly. And what are some of these other doorways to the soul? I find it so interesting that in addition to NDEs, there are a lot of ways to access this greater dimension.
Well, you know, we work a lot now with recovering alcoholics and drug addicts. And if you go into the 12 steps of AA and all the other 12-step programs are priming you for an experience. I used to teach a course at Rutgers for therapists called When the 12th Step Happens First. That's what happened to me. I had the 12th step, the spiritual awakening, and then I had to go find the other 11 steps. So belonging to a 12-step program, and you don't have to be an addict. I mean, there's ACOA, Adult Children of Alcoholics, there's CODA, there's Al-Anon. All of these different ones use 12 steps to help you have a spiritual awakening. Studying A Course in Miracles, sooner or later, it's going to pop you open to say, and a Rancha book. I mean, there is so much out there spiritually now. We just have to pay attention. You know, Charlie's side of this story was he was praying for a relationship, a permanent, healthy relationship the week before we had dinner together. Talk to God and ask God to help you. So the 12-step programs, childbirth, long-term meditation. I've heard of having experiences in acupuncture, acupressure. I became a massage therapist much later on because I wanted to understand the energy. Energy work from a really good massage therapist can help you wake up. And then in a dream, I mean, I've heard people tell me dreams that they have. One woman was 94, and she had the dream when she was, I think, 10. So for 80 years, that dream has ruled her life. And it was just as amazing as my near-death experiences.
Talk a little bit about energy work, if you will. One of the things that you write about is the power of the right brain, mm-hmm. where our society is so left brain dominant.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'll even expand upon that because we now know, besides the role of the right brain, which is first of all, intuition, and our society, our language, our culture, our education, up until recently was cutting us off from the right side of our brain. Everything was linear and logical. Well, there's a whole nother world in the right brain of our head that wants us to open up and experience our own intuition, our own wisdom. But there's another element now, and that is being researched by the Heart Math Institute. And that they have discovered that in our heart, there is brain tissue. So what does that mean? It means that our heart also gives us messages like our brain does. So now it's balancing the left brain, the right brain, and the heart. What a combination. That's when we reach our inner core. And our inner core, the verb for our inner core is love. But in our inner core, love is God. So we're a little tiny piece of God. And all 8 billion of us throughout this earth plane are pieces of God.
Well, you know, I think the HeartMath people have also found that there is a magnetic field around our heart that extends way out beyond our bodies, and it's incredibly powerful. But we haven't begun to understand this.
Well, I'll tell you how to understand it on your own and experience it. I just got the seven chakra singing bowls. Are you familiar with singing bowls from Tibet?
Yes.
Each bowl, when you play it, vibrates at the same level as that chakra. And every night before bedtime, I have my seven bowls right out there on their little cushions. And one at a time, I play them. And it's easy to learn. I mean, it took me 15 minutes to get it. And believe me, I have no, I can't sing and I can't play instruments. But I'm playing these seven bowls every night and I feel so peaceful when I go to sleep. And I highly recommend that to everybody because that balances out. That puts us in each chakra is where it belongs. And then have a good night's sleep.
If I can ask, where did you get your singing bowls?
Oh, I'm sure the people will love it. It's a group that sells on Etsy, and it's called, wait a second, I have it right here. Here it is. Loving Thyself Rocks. It's R-O-C-K-S. They sell a lot of crystals. But they sell the bowls, and if you buy all seven, you get one for free. So it's Loving Thyself Rocks on Etsy.
Thanks. Now, I'm just curious because sound is energy.
Right.
And I think that in our Western medical world, we often don't look towards these alternative forms of energy in terms of healing and what we can do with them.
Exactly. And they deserve to be part of the medical, the tools that they use in medicine. We have a massage therapist who's incredible. She comes once a week and gives us each a massage, which I just love. I mean, talk about wanting to live longer, get a massage every week. And she's very, very savvy. And yesterday, when she was just about finished, she had the heart chakra tuning fork and she hit it and put it right over my heart. And it was like my whole body, that whole energy field, just burst with joy. And that's the heart chakra.
I actually had an interesting experience, too, with somebody who uses tuning forks that resonate at a particular frequency. Mm-hmm. And then they're placed on the different acupuncture points in your body.
Right, right.
And they've actually been doing a lot of work with vets and healing PTSD and things like that. And they have found that the sound healing is very effective.
Yes, it is. And there's a gentleman that I had met years ago and taken a workshop with. His last name is Jonathan Goldman. He's in the mountains in Colorado. And he had us all just singing our hearts out. There were like 30 of us in this workshop. And we're just all singing, but not words, not tunes, just letting our joy out. And he recorded it, and he played it back to us, and there was a fabulous melody in there. There's so much more to the levels of music than we understand, but we can experience it. And when you experience it, you know it works. I know these sound bowls work.
Well, I think there's another dimension to so many aspects of things that we don't see. And one of the things that you said earlier I find just fascinating is when you went back to these bubbles and you popped them and you could feel, you could see the circumstance from everybody's perspective, emotionally, practically, intellectually. That had to be just an astonishing experience to have a more multidimensional perspective of an event.
Exactly, exactly. There's so much more going on than our little brains can take in. And in my writings, I've described our brain as a reducing valve. After I got out of the body cast and I got out of physical therapy, I went back to school and I became a respiratory therapist because I wanted to work with dying people. And what I realized very early on, especially if you're with somebody who's about to die, and you've got their loved ones all around them, there's something called entrainment. And I kept staring at the reducing valve on the top of a big green canister of oxygen. Now, that canister of oxygen, the pressure from the liquid oxygen before it comes out is 2,200 pounds a square inch. Yet that oxygen would go through the redosing valve on the top, and by the time it got to my patient's nostrils, it was like a very thin breeze. What did that? It was the reducing valve. The reducing valve brought 2,200 pounds per square inch down to 2 liters a minute. Our brain does the same thing. Reality is so tremendous, it's like 2,200 pounds a square inch. Our brain is a reducing valve that brings that pressure down to a thin stream so that we can take it in without exploding.
You know, it's interesting. Anita Murjami, in her book, Dying to Be Me, wrote of her NDE, and she said it was like being in a, imagine being in this vast, dark warehouse where you can't see anything and you have a flashlight. Mm-hmm. And that little beam in that flashlight is the only piece of reality that you can perceive.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's what it is. But then it just goes wide open. Now, when we would come out of our support group and we'd walk out of the hospital, all of us put sunglasses on because our eyes have become so sensitive to light. Our hearing has gotten more sensitive. Every one of our senses become so sensitive that we have to either back off and protect ourselves or learn how to deal with it, which we all have to learn how to deal with it, so we all walk around in sunglasses. and the next part of that is we become a lot more psychic. Now, if you go into the ancient writings, especially in the East, yes, the psychic happens the more spiritual we become. However, the psychic can become a detour where we become so absorbed in our psychic abilities that we forget to continue to grow spiritually. So that's all connected. We're moving into the fifth dimension and we're learning how to deal with it. The hardest part about dealing with living in the fifth dimension is that so many people that we love are in the third dimension and just don't get it. And we have to love them and accept them where they are. And that's when Charlie and I wrote our last book, Dragon Energy, because we're talking, and we've got it on our website too. If anybody wants to go to barbara-whitfield.com on timely articles, look at the one on Dragon Energy, because we've got the diagrams of the zero dimension where God is, the first, which is Flatland, the third, where we're living now, the fourth is the link to the fifth, which is where a lot of NDEers are if they do their hard work of, you know, whatever they need to do to get rid of that excess baggage from their childhood or even their adult life. Then we can live in the fifth dimension. But we can't take our loved ones with it if they're not there yet.
I understand a lot of NDEers, when they come back, at first they're depressed.
Oh, yeah. They're depressed that they're back. See, the researchers didn't want to know that. This was back in the mid-80s. And I kept saying, no, you're not getting it. A lot of us become suicidal because it was great being dead. And that was the beginning of our support groups, was because of the depression of God sending us back. Why did God reject us? God didn't reject us. We just have more to do and more to grow.
Do you think after an experience like this, you come back with a renewed passion for some aspect of achieving and helping in life?
That becomes the goal. That's the goal. And then, and it was wonderful in our support groups that we realized that the journey is just as important, if not more important, than reaching the goal. The hero's journey is why we're here. I watched Bill Moyer with Joseph Campbell.
Those were wonderful interviews.
Oh, and my boys, when they moved in with me, we would watch it all. We must have watched each tape 6 times of Hero's Journey, because that's what we're on. And the day I drove out of Florida, my bump in the road, that was the day I started my Hero's Journey.
I've come to see life as something of a road trip.
Yeah.
But I really do. And it's about learning along the way and being open to new experiences and hopefully evolving too.
Mm-hmm.
If you could give a piece of advice to somebody who's interested in evolving further but hasn't been through an NDE per se, what would you suggest?
Okay. Well, I'm going to plug myself now. That's why we wrote Dragon Energy.
Mm-hmm.
Dragon Energy is everything that all of Charlie's work and all of my work combined to show us how to get on our own hero's journey and how to get through the journey. This is like the best tool in the world to get on the program. Doesn't have to be 12 steps. It can be, I'm ready. I want to do it too. What do I do? And that's the Dragon Energy book. And, you know, between the two of us, we have 24 books. But of all of our books, I would recommend Dragon Energy because it's all 23 put into one book in a concise way that anybody could understand.
Thank you for joining us today. I hope you found something in today's podcast that inspires you along your own life's path, because sometimes a bump in the road is actually a portal into a more conscious and meaningful life. You can subscribe to our free podcast at www.bumpintheroad.us or become a premium member to hear the full conversation. Just go to www.bumpintheroad.us for more information and to sign up.